Need some entertainment this weekend, but paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services? Wayne Massingham is here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2, four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, Cameron, and yeah, just staying off air, trying to stay inside and stay out of this heat. It's a bit oppressive.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and I think it's going to be same this weekend, so hopefully you've got some great new recommendations for us to give us an excuse to stay indoors in the air conditioning if we're so inclined.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So to start off, let's go. I'll go with Jay Kelly, the new film from Noah Baumbach. Now, this is actually a Netflix film. It's the third in a row that Baumbach's made for Netflix, but thankfully it is getting a small cinema release, so I saw it on the weekend. So not in wide release, so you can still catch it, but it comes to Netflix, I think, in about 2 weeks. So as I said, directed by Noah Baumbach, one of my favourite directors of the last two decades, films like Marriage Story, Princess Ha, Squid and the Whale. This latest one is, I guess, a George Clooney vehicle. He plays Jay Kelly, who's an incredible Hollywood star, art actor, who's been on top for 30 years. But his personal life leaves a little bit to be desired. He's sort of quite lonely. He's had a couple of failed marriages. He's got two older daughters that basically don't speak to him too much, especially the oldest one. And he's just surrounded by managers and hangers-on and basically just pampered. And when his first director, who sort of gave him his break, dies, who he had a long-term friendship, sort of gives him a bit of a midlife crisis. He's a bit unsure. He regrets a lot of things in his life. And his youngest daughter's gone off to Europe to sort of go around with her friends, and he decides to track her down and try and catch up with her and try and make that life, part of his life, more meaningful. So it's a film, it's about like someone leading a pampered life who maybe isn't as cracked up as it's meant to be. A lot of regret on his life. I did enjoy it. I think it sort of goes off the rails a little bit with the Italian scenes where it ends up. Because I think when I read that Baumbach was sort of going for a Fellini feel where it's a bit over the top, a bit exaggerated. And that sort of disconnected me a bit from the film. But overall, it's a good, enjoyable film. George Clooney is sort of perfectly cast as a charismatic Hollywood star. Adam Sandler is wonderful at his manager. And there's also people like Laura Dern, Billy Crudup in the film who are both very good. So I don't think it's Baumbach's best film, but it's certainly a very enjoyable one with a few flaws. So that's Jay Kelly. It's in cinemas now, but it is coming to Netflix in a couple of weeks.
Wonderful stuff, Wayne. What's your second recommendation this week?
Okay, well, let's stick with Netflix. This is a drama, a six-part historical drama. It's called American Primeval. So if you don't want something that's high action and bloodthirsty, you'd probably stay away from this. But I really enjoyed it. All six episodes are directed by Peter Berg, most known for his work with Friday Night Lights. And this is set in 1857 in the west of America, when things were terribly brutal. There was a lot of killing, a lot of not much law and order. And it's actually set to something I wasn't that familiar with, which is the Utah War, which was basically a war between the Mormons. Yep, that's right, the Mormons, the Native Americans that were been there for thousands of years and trying to survive, and the U.S. Army. So you had a lot of settlers going out there, encountering Native Americans, a lot of deaths, a lot of killings. And in the middle of that are the Mormons, and they actually had their own militia and while they were out there. So Brigham Young was trying to set up his people out there, and he actually employed his own militia, and they were very bloodthirsty. They didn't let anyone stand in their way of their religion. So it's a clash of cultures. You've got the U.S. Army trying to, I guess, put some order in. You've got settlers going out there. You've got the Native Americans who are just trying to survive, and you've got the Mormon militia. So it's a fascinating period of American history. The central character is Sarah, who's actually been wrongly accused of murder on the East Coast, and she's fleeing out to the West Coast to establish a new life. So it's a multitude of interesting characters in a time that's like feels very foreign now, but it's a fascinating show. Really good cast. Betty Gilpin is wonderful as Sarah. We've also got Taylor Kitsch, Dane DeHaan, and Shay Whigham, who anytime he shows up in the show, I'm guaranteed a an interesting time. So American Primeval, it's violent and bloodthirsty, but if you like American history, give it a go. It's on Netflix.
Brilliant. Wayne, what's your third recommendation this week?
Okay, well, let's go with something a little bit lighter. This is an Apple TV show. I don't think I've spoken about it before, but we've just finished season two of Platonic. We spoke recently about Rose Byrne, how she was incredible in If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Now, this is her comic turn, shows how talented she is as an actress in her range, and she's really also very well suited to comedy. This is, as the title infers, Platonic, is about two friends that reunite after many years. Season one starts off with finding Rose Byrne's character, Sylvia, finding out that Will, played by Seth Rogen, has just gone through a divorce. She feels a little bit guilty because she'd seen pretty down on his wife and they'd had a split. But she feels a bit guilty, so she catches up with him and they take off their friendship after many, many years. That's sort of season one. And season two carries on with that. Will, who owned a bar in Los Angeles, has moved on from that and he's trying to get his life in order. He's always a bit messy. And Sylvia, she was a lawyer, but she's gone to be a stay-at-home mum. She's married with three young children, and she's got a fairly stable life, but I guess Will upsets it a bit. So it's really centres just around the relationship between Will and Sylvia, and it's actually genuinely funny. There's a lot of laugh-out-loud moments. Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne are really wonderful in this. So this is just an enjoyable, fun comedy about two friends trying to cope with each other in their lives again. So that's on Apple, and there's two seasons in total, 10 episodes in both seasons. So definitely worth a watch if you just want some smart, inventive comedy. Don't know if there'll be a season three as yet, but hopefully that's on the way. So that's Platonic on Apple TV.
Rose Byrne on a bit of a roll for you on the 4x2, Wayne, a little bit. What's your fourth recommendation this week?
Absolutely, yeah. I do love our Rose. Well, let's go with the music. It's like late November now, so there's only a few trickling through, but I found a little hidden gem that came out a week or so ago. It's by two artists that have combined. Their names are Hayley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. Now, I'm really familiar with Hendricks' work. She's a really beautiful artist. She's all her three albums I really enjoyed, sort of in the folk indie sphere. Now, she's combined with Max. And this whole album is very authentic folk. It feels like a throwback album. They was all inspired by Woody Guthrie. They actually live on opposite sides of the coast. Ironically, Max lives in Portland, Maine, and Hayley lives in Portland, Oregon. But over a year, they sort of went back and forth, sending each other ideas for songs, read a lot about Woody Guthrie, inspired them to make this album. And once they all put it together, they met in a barn in Vermont and recorded directly to tape in 5 days. So you can't get more authentic and folk than these two getting together. It's just a beautiful album. It's only 10 songs and only about 32 minutes, but each song is just really wonderful. Lyrics are just really great. They take lead vocals, swapping on either song, and sometimes joined together. So if you like really great folk, which isn't probably in the mainstream anymore, I recommend this album, which I should name. It's called What of Our Nature is the album from Hayley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover.
That's a really great story with that album, Wayne.
Yeah.
It's a very unique way to go about developing an album.
Definitely, yeah. No, definitely. It just feels like an organic, beautifully put together record.
Wonderful. And what, do you have a song you want to play us out for this out from this?
Yeah, well, let's go with, it's a lovely title for this song. It's called This Morning I Am Born Again. This actually was directly inspired by Woody Guthrie. Apparently Max took a few lyrics out of there and built them into a new song. Max sort of starts off the singing on this, then Harvey comes in and they join in at the back end. It's just set over like it's some beautiful acoustic strumming. So let's go with that song. It's a really beautiful song from their new album.
Wonderful, Wayne. Thanks again for coming on this morning. Give us all your recommendations. I'm sure we'll have plenty to keep us occupied this weekend.
Thanks, Cameron. And talk to you next week.
See you, Wayne.